Well, thank you very much for accepting the invitation to talk a little bit about staff recruitment and retention. It's an honor for us to have you today. And you know that recruiting and retaining an adequate workforce continue to be a challenge for many community health centers. There is high turnover, and this continues to be a problem. So, in general, I am reviewing UDS data, and I found that Charles Drew Health Center attended 10,451 patients in last year. Can you share with us the what type of population the Charles Drew Health Center serves?
What type of what? I'm sorry.
The type of population, that the type of patients.
Oh yes. Mainly African American, probably, I don't know what percentage, I would say over 50% are African Americans. We also serve Caucasian, Somali Bantu, Karen. There's just a number of ethnic groups that we serve. We have interpreter services, and there's 18 different languages that are spoken at our clinic. I say 18 plus.
And how many clinical sites do you operate?
We have 12 sites.
12 sites, okay. And what are the greatest challenges for clinician recruitment at your health center?
The greatest challenges? Well, you know, we don't really have a lot of challenges. For physician recruitment, or just mid-levels, or?
For medical professionals in general.
Medical in general, okay. Well, I guess the challenge would be, you know, individuals wanting to work for a community health center where we're located here in the city of Omaha, which is on the north side of town, which our population that surround us is mainly African-American, probably 85% African-American. And so that's one of the challenges, whether someone wants to come into this neighborhood and work into the community health center. We have three major schools here in Omaha, so there are quite a few individuals that graduate from different programs in terms of medical. You know, University of Nebraska Med Center is here, Creighton University Med Center. There's Clarkson School for Nursing, so there's quite a few schools that have health professionals that we can recruit from, so it's really just a matter of individuals wanting to come to the health center. We obviously offer the National Health Service Corps. Lots of candidates are interested in that, so, you know, we get lots of applications, but once they come in, they have to make a determination on whether they want to work for us or not.
Great, thank you very much. And what are the greatest challenges for retention once you have hired these medical professionals?
The greatest challenges for retention. Well, that's a good question. Well, I think that, you know, people need to feel that they're a part of the organization or feel that they're giving back. You know, they must feel that they have a sense of belonging. So we have to, as an organization, make people feel like they are a part of, you know, us and a part of contributing. And also, I think they are giving goals. And if people don't maintain their goals, then obviously they get a little discouraged, I think. I don't know. So, you know, team building is definitely a part of the retention strategy. Um, I don't know whether individuals receive those monies from the National Health Service Corps. We also partner with the state of Nebraska. They offer some loan repayment monies.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Thank you for your response. And how many people does the community health center employ currently?
Currently, we have about 115 on staff.
Mm-hmm. Based on the workforce and the number of patients that you serve, have you implemented the strategies to identify and recruit medical students so they can volunteer in the community health center?
So they can what, I'm sorry?
That they can volunteer, they can do some administrative activities?
No. We do partner with UNMC in Creighton, and we get students that are coming over to, you know, to get their hours.
Okay.
Haven't implemented anything like that.
Do you have any partnership with universities or colleges? You mentioned three of them.
Yeah, right? We have with several of them.
And so in addition to reaching out to clinical schools, do you use any other resources to search for and generate a pool of candidates like state medical associations or recruiting firms or health and medical internet sites?
Well, depending on the cost, we operate with a pretty slim budget. There's a number of free sites out there. We use LinkedIn on occasion, just posting with the National Health Service Corps. We get candidates. We also post on the state site. So there's a lot of organizations that we can post at no cost. And also, just word of mouth, you know, we use our physician network. On occasion, we will post in something like the physicians, I forget the name of the magazine. It might be the AMA. No, American Medical Association. Yeah, we might post something in there and just refer people back to our local network or the website to see if opportunities are available.
Great. Thank you very much. And do you offer on-site training?
What types of training?
Like, for instance, electronic health records training, ICD-9 or ICD-10, or any other type of training in general?
Well, of course, with the orientation process, there's, you know, that type of training available, but outside of that, no, we don't.
Okay. And for undergraduate medical students, what type of activities they can perform? Like, for instance, can they do some interpretation or health education? What type of activities can they do?
For undergraduate medical students?
Yes.
Well, you know, a lot of that really depends on HIPAA, so typically we don't have anyone participate in those activities. We do have a group of volunteers, but they just do basic type clerical work. You know, we wouldn't allow anyone back into the clinic on a voluntary basis.
Mm-hmm. My last question is, what strategies have you found to be successful in improving recruitment and retention?
What strategies have we found successful? Well, you know, just incorporating the history of the organization, the traditions, the customs of the community centers and the clinics have been a tremendous help. So our strategy, you know, it encompasses all of those. You know, just making the person feel a part of the organization. Again, you know, team building is very important. Part of our strategy in retaining employees and retaining and recruiting employees. We use the buddy system, a mentoring system within the organization, and, you know, until a sense of belonging is achieved.
Great. Well, thank you very much for your time, Anita. This is really helpful. This is going to help other community health centers in their effort to recruit and retain not only clinicians, but residents of public housing. So one more time, thank you very much for the opportunity.